The 55-year-old Claiborne Avenue Bridge links the poverty-stricken upper and lower ninth wards of New Orleans, which has seen its share of hardship ever since the bridge opened in 1957. A floating barge struck it in 1993, causing two cars to spill into the water, killing one and injuring two others. And in 2008, a New Orleans police officer was killed when his car plunged into the canal after the Claiborne Bridge malfunctioned and was left in a raised position. Nowadays, homeless people gather below the bridge, which has caught the eye of Laura Jackson and her church members, who came to the rescue by providing meals for the homeless in honor of Thanksgiving.
Me and the ladies of my usher board, we decided this year we was going to do some volunteer and pass out some food to the homeless under the Claiborne Bridge, because we can't travel this way every morning. We see the guys out there. So we thought, you know, by them standing out there, we are so fortunate. We at home having our meal with our family, so why not get together and go and feed the guys under the bridge?
Jackson also recalls the people she met while serving food under the Claiborne Bridge in New Orleans. Because of the positive impact that the experience gave her, she and her church members are looking forward to serving the homeless again this Christmas.
You know, as we feeding the guys under the bridge, we talking to them, getting to know them a little better. And a lot of these are some real nice men. They just fell on hard time, or either medical issues or whatever. And our hearts went out to them, so we decided we're going to do it again this year for Christmas.
But one Jefferson Parish native, Ralph Martin, who loves to lend a hand whenever he can, is concerned that people are more likely to volunteer during the holidays than any other time of the year. Martin wants people to know that they should try and give back whenever they can, and not only during the holidays.
I volunteer during the holidays. I really think people should volunteer, whether it's holidays or not, just because that's the right thing to do.
Over 500,000 people are homeless in the United States, and in Louisiana, the number of homeless people in Orleans and Jefferson Parish alone is well over 9,000. During the holidays, those who are less fortunate to live in a home of their own seek the help of shelters for a proper place to cover their heads and a complete and nourishing meal. More and more people are offering their services and lending a helping hand by volunteering at local shelters, donating food, and by simply giving what they can afford to give. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Asia Champagne. The 55-year-old Claiborne Avenue Bridge links the poverty-stricken upper and lower ninth wards of New Orleans, which has seen its share of hardship ever since the bridge opened in 1957. A floating barge struck it in 1993, causing two cars to spill into the water, killing one and injuring two others. And in 2008, a New Orleans police officer was killed when his car plunged into the canal after the Claiborne Bridge malfunctioned and was left in a raised position. Nowadays, homeless people gather below the bridge, which has caught the eye of Laura Jackson and her church members, who came to the rescue by providing meals for the homeless in honor of Thanksgiving.
Me and the ladies of my usher board, we decided this year we was going to do some volunteer and pass out some food to the homeless under the Claiborne Bridge, because we can't travel this way every morning. We see the guys out there. So we thought, you know, by them standing out there, we are so fortunate. We at home having our meal with our family, so why not get together and go and feed the guys under the bridge?
Jackson also recalls the people she met while serving food under the Claiborne Bridge in New Orleans. Because of the positive impact that the experience gave her, she and her church members are looking forward to serving the homeless again this Christmas.
You know, as we feeding the guys under the bridge, we talking to them, getting to know them a little better. And a lot of these are some real nice men. They just fell on hard time, or either medical issues or whatever. And our hearts went out to them, so we decided we're going to do it again this year for Christmas.
But one Jefferson Parish native, Ralph Martin, who loves to lend a hand whenever he can, is concerned that people are more likely to volunteer during the holidays than any other time of the year. Martin wants people to know that they should try and give back whenever they can, and not only during the holidays.
I volunteer during the holidays. I really think people should volunteer, whether it's holidays or not, just because that's the right thing to do.
Over 500,000 people are homeless in the United States, and in Louisiana, the number of homeless people in Orleans and Jefferson Parish alone is well over 9,000. During the holidays, those who are less fortunate to live in a home of their own seek the help of shelters for a proper place to cover their heads and a complete and nourishing meal. More and more people are offering their services and lending a helping hand by volunteering at local shelters, donating food, and by simply giving what they can afford to give. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Asia Champagne.